thank you for tuning in to The Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Be a branding beast in 2018. ExpoNetUSA.com. Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands and table throws, and all your large printing needs. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. ExpoNetUSA.com. Check him out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, Rant and Ray, welcome back to The Hub Show. Jay Heisch, we got Shay in the house.
Hey.
Shay Lewis. Chris Canfield.
Holla.
Once again.
Holla, holla.
Chris, you just got back from your holiday trip to Florida.
I sure did.
Whereabouts?
Key West. And Miami. Bounced nice. Around Hollywood that. Area.
I was following you on Facebook. Yeah, like a stalker. Yeah.
Now, did you bring my key lime pie back?
I did not know. I tried to. They confiscated it at the airport.
See how he did me.
I actually got to the airport when I was on my way back. I got to the airport and they were boarding early because it was an empty flight on Christmas Day. So
and you ate it.
I caught the red eye and I had to run. I had to pay extra to go through the security line
because of key lime pie.
Yeah. They said, "What's that in your pocket?" I said, "Just take it."
Yeah. Oh, come on. Chris don't give me no love.
Hey, wait. What was the temperature down there?
It was like 80 during the day and like 75 at night.
And here you are.
Rub it in.
Breezy and sunny. I got a little sunburnt. Actually, we drove in a convertible. I went down, met my buddy Gary, and he's got a convertible. And we took the convertible from Hollywood to Key West. It's like a 4-hour drive with the top down. Mm-hmm. And I got there. I was a little fried when I got there.
It's Tuesday the 26th. I think it was like 31 degrees outside. Probably less than that at this point since we got
26
in here. 26. Was it 26 last time you checked? So when you got... You must have been like, I don't want to go home.
No, you flew back Christmas Day. I never want to go home.
Yeah, right. You flew back Christmas Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I got limited family.
It's just
mom.
You didn't go very long.
I just went over the weekend. But I do it a couple times a year. I just like to get out of town.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just rub it in, why don't you?
I know, right?
And next time you leave and don't bring back the key lime pie, me and you are going to have to take a trip down the road.
Oh, what would you have said to TSA if you were with them?
You've never been to Key West, though, right?
I've never been that far south. No.
Yeah, it's
I've
nice.
Been to Miami, though.
It's like Key West is very low key compared to Miami.
You know, I'm sure that's what I've heard.
You would love it.
I would love to do the drive all the way around. You
know? Yeah, the drive down is awesome too. That's what
palm
we do.
Trees
that's a part. That's a part of the trip. Everybody hates the drive because it's a 4-hour drive. But yeah, it's an awesome drive. You're like skimming. Mm-hmm. You're like skimming the water and like. You know, 7 Mile Bridge is like super long. It looks like you're driving on the ocean.
Oh,
and then you could bounce on these little islands and you'd
just
be on the island
for
like a mile.
You were doing that 48 hours ago. You were just doing that 48 hours ago. Now you're back to this
I know, right? Yeah. I actually went to, when we came back, he was like, let's stop by South Beach and grab a beer. Like, okay. So we went to like Club Deuce in South Beach. And then I drove from there straight to the airport. He dropped me off. And I got back here at like midnight and I was thinking, I was like, I should go over to Benny's and get a drink. And then I checked in on Facebook at Club Deuce. I was like, it'd be funny to check in at Benny's like 2 hours later. Be like, cool. What are you doing?
It is pretty cool.
You need help.
Shay, how was your holiday?
It was
how
fun.
Was Christmas?
I did a lot of cooking.
Did
I made you? Breakfast brunch.
Did you
which
do a lot of
awesome.
Eating?
No, you know I got to keep my.
Did you do your 30 minutes a day? Did you stick to your?
I stuck with a regimen.
You were shoving down me and Chris's throat last week on the way out.
Yeah, you got to do something. I did some burpees.
Some burpees. All right. See, so you're wearing your Patriots jersey.
That's right. I'm representing the New England Patriots today. Today is a good day.
Today's
a good day.
We won.
Tell them sports fans what's up.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you.
In case they don't know, right?
Yeah, just in case you know, New England's number one in the AFC. Mm-hmm. We number one.
Again.
And, of course. And we just picked up a new player.
Aren't you from Texas?
That doesn't mean anything.
What?
Yeah, when I first... we had this conversation
Where's the star?
The The stars?
Why? I don't understand. If you're from Texas,
I'm gonna give you the reason why I don't like the Dallas Cowgirls. Okay, the Dallas Cowgirls. Yeah, that's what I call them.
Tell you why we do like them.
Well, you like the actual cowgirls, but the real cowgirls are the one that play on the field for four quarters and like to kick the ball all the time. But anyway, so...
Oh, I get the joke. That went over your head.
Yeah, that's why I call them. They like to kick.
Comb your hair a little higher.
So I stopped being a Dallas Cowgirl fan when Tony Dorsett left. So that was way back in the day because that was my favorite player. Him and Randy White and Drew Pearson back at that good old game back then. Mm-hmm. And I hate Jerry Jones. I hate is such a strong word, but I do not like that man. And I love Tom Landry. So they just did – Jerry just do things just differently. And so I didn't have a team for a very, very long time. I got dumped in a lot of trash cans and kicked out a lot of houses because I couldn't stand the Cowgirls. And I was very, very adamant about my stance. And a friend of mine who I grew up with, he ended up playing for the NFL, and he went to the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Cool. And when he became that, kudos to Derek Cullors, number 29 as there a Patriot. He went to play for the Patriots, and I told him, I said, when you become a Patriot, I'm a Patriot. And I became a Patriot fan ever since then.
Right?
Yeah. Nice. So he's no longer in the NFL, but I'm still there.
All right.
I'm still with the Patriots.
You were homeless and found a home.
And it was before Tom Brady.
You didn't jump on the bandwagon.
I didn't jump on the bandwagon. I've been there for a minute.
You're a Patriots fan of the NFL, but all the other sports, you're a Dallas fan.
All other sports, I'm Texas. Yeah. I'm Team Texas.
Okay. Like you Dallas Mavericks?
Although we sucky, I'm still there.
You're still there?
I'm still there.
Do you have another NBA team you like?
Oh, yeah, all Texas. So it goes in order: Houston, Dallas, then San Antonio, then Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know,
you I'm follow all, baseball too.
Texas Rangers. That's I'm proud.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I like the Houston Astros.
Okay.
That's my number two team.
You actually follow baseball too?
I actually follow baseball.
Wow, I can't do it.
I do it.
Are you a sports fan?
I do hockey. I went to the hockey game when the Dallas Stars won. Uh-huh. I was there when we won.
I'm a hockey fan. I'm a Boston Bruins fan.
New England for you.
All right?
There you go.
I'm a Bruins fan and LA Kings fan. For some reason, I'm a Flyers fan. I don't know why, but either way. But what, like when the Flyers play the Kings, I go for the Kings. When the Flyers play the Bruins, I'm a Bruins fan.
Some kind of
Bruins
fan.
Number one. Yeah.
And what is your team?
Yeah, what do you mean, Chris?
Oh, I don't really have teams.
He's a tennis. Have, you're a tennis
I just
fan,
float.
Golf.
I just
floater.
Float. I do like going to baseball games, and I like to stick to my Washington things. You know, that's the roots.
He just likes to drink.
That's the roots. Yeah, I'm just looking for excuses to drink.
Don't do dead you know? Skis. Don't
run.
Tell me.
I go up to WVU games all the time. WVU games every year. Go to. I try to catch a baseball game or two once a year.
But are you a stay at home, watch TV on Sunday?
Football? No, go to them.
No, I'm going to ask you, are you a football fan?
No, not really. If I'm at the bar, I kind of get into it.
Yeah.
And if I was playing fantasy football or had some money on the line or something to care about, I would probably be into it. But, having team spirit.
I'm the same way. I don't really pay attention. I don't really pay attention to the NFL. Till
we're gonna have to get Chris together.
I'm dead inside.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the NFL till around now when it starts to mean something. This is like the best time to start paying attention to it.
Oh, when the playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs come. Same with the NBA. Yeah, you see it. Now you're really playing for something. Yeah.
I think if next year we had like a fantasy football thing, I would be into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can definitely do that. The Hub Show will have its own fantasy football 2018.
Are you serious? Are you a fan? You follow that too, Shay?
I follow that a little bit.
Damn, Shay.
I'm going to get into it this year.
I just learned about this on my trip. Dug into what the fantasy football thing is with the ESPN, and it automatically logs everything. And
Yes.
You just kind of watch it progress. You don't have to like.
We can have our own fantasy football.
The Hub Show?
Yeah, the Hub Show. That's what we're going to do.
2018 is around the corner. I want to see good things and better things happen.
Oh, yes. We're going to have some good stuff. Now, we're going to put Hagerstown on the map.
That's right. That was the goal of this whole thing. Speaking of sports, I think I mentioned to you guys, Dr. Bowie was on the show two shows ago. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy with the balls, the massage balls. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know Chris loves balls.
Yeah. My chin's still glowing.
Anyway, but no, he was talking. He reached out. You know, we mentioned it going to break. Then when we came back from break, we didn't talk at all about him running marathons or whatnot.
I tried to get into it, but we ran out of time.
He's skinny as a twig, right? I mean, he does something. But yeah. He mentioned some, there's a lot of events around here, 5Ks and whatnot, and people who run these events around here for charity and all that, Waynesboro and Chambersburg and all that. And he's mentioned, you know, he's got a couple of athletes that he knows. One of them is a girl who, you know, got over being heavy, big, and now she runs all these events. Awesome. Don't know who, but I'm very interested in meeting her.
We can bring her on the Hub Show.
Yes, talking about her, get her story, and back her up.
But, you know, a lot of people I know who lost a lot of weight, mm-hmm. they trained for a marathon first. And then once they did that, they lost the weight and completed their goal.
All
they
downhill,
started
right?
doing, being, you know, marathon runners.
They say you get addicted to the sweat. Well, you like the workout.
Oh, I do. I like to work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tell my gym people, kill me every day. Kill me. Just kill me. I like it.
Psychotic.
Yeah, right.
But I tell you what, you need to come down. We're slowly getting the In the Cut Sports Show off the ground. Over the In the Cuts Barbershop on Franklin Street.
Yes, I'm about to put you them guys into the test Jameer, to see if they really
Jameer
NFL
King's the host,
plans.
And he wants to talk. They were already talking baseball. I'm talking baseball. They were talking basketball, football like 2 weeks ago. We had a really good conversation going, but now we have it all down pat. And he definitely wants to talk to you. He's an Eagles fan. So.
Oh, the Fleagles? Okay.
The Fleagles. You got a nickname for all of them?
Oh, I got a nickname for everybody.
Each one of them you hate.
Well, the Hub Show definitely has their sports person here.
If you got
sure.
hate in your heart, let it out, Jay.
No, seriously.
I am not a hater. I just participate in the hate. I'm just not a hater.
There you go. All right, last week after we got done talking politics, that was fun.
Very interesting.
It was interesting.
I mean, the libertarian point of view.
That's their point of view. You know, yeah. I just, you know. I can't see how they can all
agree to
it.
And then you and me got in a little shouting match afterwards, too. Yeah. About this George Bush thing.
Well,
I can't believe you think that's a bad thing. The old man telling an old man joke. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, we're back to sexual harassment.
You know, as I tell you again, you just can't do any
Merry
and everything.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You need to put some of that stuff to bed.
I don't know.
You can't do it, Chris.
You want to play like Shane? This is how I get laid. You know?
What?
I just get them in the house, I lock the door, and then I chase them around until they pass out from exhaustion.
Like Yosemite Sam.
I'm going to pretend I'm not privy to that information. Please do not contact me. I would not
be a
witness.
What's funny about that topic is that being the situation that you're in, Shane, and also being the fact that you're female and all that, we can sit here and go round and round about, you know, the way women are wired, the way men are wired. I think a lot of that comes into play in a lot of this, not all of it. I'm saying in a lot of it. And, you know, I just think there's certain aspects of it where
it can be misleading.
There are things that women don't understand about men, just like there are things women that men aren't going
to
understand.
I'm still trying to figure my husband out.
You're not going to figure us out, just like we're not going to figure out
100%. And that's why I said, he said, I'm trying to learn. Yes, you can.
You can.
I don't understand why you can't figure it out. It's pretty simple.
Well, guys?
No. That's what I think.
Guys?
Guys think guys are simple, right?
I think we are.
I don't think y'all simple.
I think you're a little complex.
We're just cavemen.
No, man.
No.
We're knuckleheads.
I understand y'all territorial.
The basic elements.
No, very territorial.
You're very territorial.
Oh, because there's no women that are? Come on.
No, I am not. My husband can say, do you ever get jealous? I say, for what? If you leave, then I know that you weren't for me.
I don't know. I think I grew out of that.
But I know guys that think the same way about their spouses. I mean, what you just said, Shay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not really a male female. That's an attitude thing, what your perspective of it is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I like women hit on my husband, mm-hmm. and I don't get upset, you know, as long as he know the boundaries.
Yeah.
He can control that, you know. Yeah. I don't need to step
in. It's all humans, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody want to flirt, give him a wink or whatever, blow him a kiss, if they give us a free meal, that's great.
Nice.
You buy him a drink, you buy me a drink. There you go. Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
No good. No bueno. But see, here's...
And if you can find a man that wants to pay the mortgage, then he might let something slide there, too, huh?
I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but we'll put that to the test when that happens. I doubt that ever will.
There's an attitude right there. I'm a married guy. Shay's married. Chris, you're the single
guy. I am completely
single.
That's why I went to Key West for Christmas.
Because you can.
Christmas isn't meant for single dudes. Yeah, Christmas isn't meant for single
Neither
dudes.
Neither is Key West.
We just we sit around. Well, we
Key
sit
West
around
is,
and sulk.
I mean, yeah,
you know, that's true. Single dudes just sit on the couch and sulk. We don't decorate or anything. I think I found out.
So you didn't do the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
This is the first year I've actually went on a vacation. No, I don't do Charlie Brown.
You wait,
I don't do
but
anything.
You live alone.
This is the first time I've
guy.
Ever actually gone on a vacation. Mm-hmm. On Christmas, and I think it's going to become a tradition now as long as I stay single.
So
anyways.
You, wait a minute, you're a single guy, you got your own business, you got your own house. Do you put up a Christmas tree?
No.
There's nothing going on in your house.
He doesn't
Christmas
even put
tree.
Charlie Brown's
Christmas
that, tree.
I did see there was a sign at Sheetz where somebody had put up on a telephone pole saying that they would come decorate your house.
Yeah,
for you.
Those.
I thought about paying somebody to come decorate the house.
Just to be.
That's just a waste
but
of money.
But your neighbors, so left and right, they're all.
No. I'm in an old neighborhood.
Well, I'm gonna be honest.
What does that mean?
That's just like
there's nothing normal.
Average age.
Going on
average
here?
Age is like 80 years old. There's people on walkers and stuff everywhere.
Chris, I'm gonna let you know something. You wasn't by yourself. I didn't put up a tree.
No,
I didn't put up anything. Well, you
wait,
know,
this year.
This year,
there's no tree up in your house.
No tree, no decorations, no nothing.
You know, while I was down there,
I was
there,
tired, and well, the kids wasn't bringing the Christmas tree out.
But they wanted presents.
But they wanted.
So I don't understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's the same way that my mom was this year. She was like, kind of like in the mood. Like she was like, yeah, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing it. So that's what sparked it. I was like, well, shit, I'll just leave town for a weekend. It's fine. It's a free weekend. My phone's not going to ring.
I'm out of here.
Whatever. Yeah. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Hey, I was tired. I did a lot of work, and I was like,
so like, even your husband doesn't care. There's a Christmas tree.
No, he didn't care. He didn't care. No.
No. Well, you know what? That segues into what we're going to go into. When we come back
it's
from break,
it's falling apart.
We're
Christmas.
I last week after the political show, I put out the APB to get people's opinions on their Christmas or holiday pet peeves, and we rounded down the top 10, and we're going to go over that when we come back right here on the Hub Show. Jay, Shay, Chris, we'll be right back.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're back with the Hub Show. Here we are. I put it out there on Facebook, and some people actually chimed in. Here we go.
Oh,
top
cray
10
cray.
Christmas and or holiday pet peeves.
Well, yeah. I have a number problem with the number one.
Number one.
Number
from
one,
Eric.
Christmas.
Eric out of Williamsport. No.
Don't make me hurt you. Don't make me hurt you, Chris.
Eric out of Williamsport said, drum roll, eggnog. What the hell's wrong with eggnog?
I don't understand it. Eggnog. I like eggnog.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I do.
You
I
can't
love
like
it.
Eggnog. It's I all just thick. It's
creamy.
It's nasty.
Yes, it's sweet.
It's nasty.
You don't like eggnog?
No, it's just a vehicle
put
for rum. I'd just rather drink the
this
rum.
This person, Eric, said, I have yet to understand why people drink this voluntarily. It's gross. Who
it
wants
is
to drink raw eggs and milk? It's like you're asking for death by food poisoning.
Exactly.
You put the cinnamon stick in there.
The nutmeg on the top.
Oh, yes. It's great.
The eggnog
gets all
in the
back of your throat.
Stuff?
It gets that all the
something wrong with
the mucus and the back of your
something
throat.
Something is wrong with you.
Do you drink milk?
No, I don't drink milk.
See, he lactose intolerant.
Oh, no, I'm tolerant. I'm very tolerant of lactose. But
no, I don't think so.
Ew. Okay, moving on.
I get my milk from breasts.
I how did I know you were going to say that? How did I know? Because you know what? I'm sure your mom rejected you.
Yeah.
That's why you have issues.
That's where I thought eggnog came from.
Yeah. I was a milk of magnesia baby.
Mom. All right. Number two, Rebecca from Hagerstown says her pet peeve, open stores on Christmas Day.
And
the fact
she is
that
wrong.
Stores are open on Christmas is kind of sad. I could understand something like a pharmacy or a supermarket, but I don't think there's a need for clothing stores to be open. I once saw a home repair shop that was open on Christmas. Who's going to be working on their house on Christmas? It's not like my dad's just going to spontaneously jump up after holiday dinner and be like, hey, let's paint the dining room.
It sounds like she has a lazy dad.
Yeah.
Really?
And you sometimes need tools because some of these kids buy these, parents buy these kids these gadgets and things.
Right. Batteries and all and that
you,
stuff. Well,
sometimes you need a knife to get the knife out of its knife case.
Well,
you know, you gotta like you gotta.
So you go to Home Depot for that?
Yeah, you gotta
open stores on Christmas. The only stores how you gonna that, assemble? The only stores I know that were open on Christmas was 7-Eleven, the gas stations.
No, I McDonald's went to Family
was,
Dollar.
Yes, it was
Family
horrible.
Dollar.
I went
open?
To Family Dollar on yesterday on Christmas.
Yesterday on Christmas.
Yes, I did.
I went to the movies. I'm guilty, but
I needed some sour cream. I said, "Whew, going to
well,
Family
Miami
Dollar.
Was completely open."
Was but, it? But was, when wasn't I, anything closed but, down there, huh?
That nothing closed
Los
down there.
Los Angeles the same way.
But when I got back here and landed, I landed at 11 last night. Yeah. I was driving back up the road.
Dead.
And I had needed gas. And I stopped at 4 gas stations and the light was on. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to run out of gas at midnight on Christmas.
The gas stations were closed?
All of them, except for 7-Eleven was the only one.
Hey,
there was a
7-Eleven
in
open.
Mount Airy.
Always open, man.
Always open.
But his bathroom Thank wasn't heaven. Open. He said I couldn't use the bathroom, so I had to pee on the back of the store.
Oh,
ain't that
no.
something?
That just gross.
You need to pee in the... On the back of the store?
Yeah, just, or, you know, if you, say, you, say, you go in there Sorry. And say, hey, can I use the bathroom? He goes, no, it's for employees only, and it's Christmas Day, and there's only two of us in the store? Yeah, I'm going to go outside and pee on the side. Doing the Adam Sandler thing, you know? You've seen that Big Daddy, remember?
Yes, I did.
Just pee right here. That's what I did.
Marking your territory.
Yeah, just marking the territory.
All right. Number three I agree with. Christmas, this came from Christy in Cumberland. Christmas decorations and holiday music on the radio before Thanksgiving.
I agree with that. That just
overkill.
How about holiday music in general?
I like the traditional
songs.
TMP. There's a time and place for things. But you're right. I can't do it all day long.
Yeah.
Like I DJ'd the Hardy.
You
gonna
play Little Drummer Boy on the radio?
I DJ. Yeah, the Bing Crosby and David Bowie version.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. But I DJ'd the Hardy Pet Christmas Festival over there on Jefferson Boulevard a week or two ago, and I had to stand there for 5 hours and play Christmas music.
Oh.
You don't realize how much Christmas music you have till like by the second or third hour.
Right.
You play like every different version of Jingle Bell Rock and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And
even
reach deep.
You
start playing Band-Aid from the 80s, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have to, man.
You know?
I threw the Run DMC in there. I threw the Frank Sinatra. Everyone got their time,
everybody got that little thing. Mariah Carey.
She got played. Yeah. Jackson 5 got played.
See, it's okay though. I like the remixes. The remixes are okay, but when you get into that traditional stuff.
I played for 5 hours, but after like the third hour, I was like, ready to start. Yeah. I asked permission the last half hour just to break the mold. They said, yeah, please.
Silent Night is painful. It's painful to listen to Silent Night.
All right.
Oh, you just had the
All right,
right
number
version.
Four.
Right.
Mike from Frederick says, people who view Christmas shopping as a CIA mission, calm down, please.
I'm absolutely in agreement.
Are you?
I don't like shopping.
Well, you're an online person. We're going to get to that one shortly.
Yeah. No, I'm all about you go to the store. You look at things. You pick them up. You put them. You hold them in your hand. You squeeze them and stuff to make sure everything's okay.
Okay, so let me give
you
my little horror story. Oh, I went to the Valley Mall.
This weekend?
This weekend on Christmas Eve. And so I'm a last minute.
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I'm a last minute shopper.
You're supposed to be done by then.
And And I went there, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I went to H&M. So I'm going to look for some stuff for my boys and my daughter. Went there, everything. I'm like,
How was it, though?
It just,
But I mean, how was the crowd? Was there a crowd?
It's a crowd. Yeah, I mean,
everyone's
first
thinking
of all,
the same way you're thinking.
On Christmas Eve.
Yes. And then you're trying to get the deals. And then the long line, because people are upset, and then they're trying to get the coupons or Groupons or whatever.
You're daydreaming about Jeff Bezos and
Amazon. Like, yeah, and I'm like, well, and guess what I did? I had all that stuff in my hand. I looked at that line. I said, it's no way. I'm out.
Right. That's a part of the thing, though. You're supposed to. The holidays are supposed to be painful.
No,
you're supposed to. You're supposed to go out there and fight the crowds. And
no, I don't want to do that.
And be cold. And you know, put a staple through your finger while you're dying.
So the only thing I came out was, I went to Bon-Ton and bought my husband a sports coat that was on sale. And there was only three people other than me in line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to way in the back of the store.
So what
by
you're
the
saying
furniture.
Is H&M was a lot more crowded than Bon-Ton.
Yeah.
It's the story of them
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. I just went to the back of the store where they sell
the
furniture.
How was the mall in general out there?
It was so crowded. Yeah. So then after I got done, because I was like exhausted from my little shopping experience, I went to Permanente Brothers.
Yeah. Two for ones, right?
No, I only got $5 buck.
I've been there twice. I'm not thrilled by that.
I thought they got like a killer
happy
hour.
It's a good looking restaurant.
Oh, they do have
it's a decent looking place, though. I'm just not thrilled. Yeah. I was never thrilled by the sandwiches, man.
Oh, I don't eat sandwiches.
What'd you eat there?
I ate some nachos.
Come on, man.
The bar food.
They put the fries on the sandwich so you can eat it all at the same time.
Only
and Chris
you.
Pours his beer on it too and just goes to town.
And
it's
also,
about efficiency. It's about getting it all down.
Time management.
And I'm going to tell you, I did my CIA mission. I bought some Nike socks for the boys because I was going to do my stocking stuff first. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did put up stockings. Well, I didn't even put them up. I put them on the table.
What exactly trees. Are we talking
about? You
put
no tree this Christmas, but you put stockings out.
No, I put the stockings out on the
Santa
table.
Santa Claus is supposed to take you seriously, man. Shit.
Did your house look like for Christmas, Jack?
Right now, my house looks like Christmas.
It doesn't?
Really?
There's lights on the outside. Got two snowmen. There's no
how long
snow.
How long do you keep them out?
Dude, I will take everything down on New Year's Day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm always a little saddened by it, too, but... You know, because it's the end of the holiday season.
You're so sweet.
But you know the thing about, and then we're going to, I think one of the very last ones on this list, we'll tackle that. I'm going to save it, though.
We'll come back around to this. But yeah, I did my little CIA mission. I did
you'll
some price comparisons.
Again, right? And next year, you'll never do that again.
Nope, I'm going to go to Amazon.
I held my nose. And
I might go to
and
the
braved,
Amazon.
I jumped in the pool this week, and I held my nose. I had to go. I braved Walmart Saturday. That was awful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my
I don't
gosh.
Like going to Walmart on a weekend, period. But
I don't like going to Walmart,
morning,
period, at all.
No Wally World for you.
Wally World.
That's my son.
Number five came from Tasha in Boonesboro. Trying to make the perfect New Year's Eve plans with your friends. I got none yet.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't even have plans. We were just discussing it before the show.
Tasha,
what are we going to do?
You're not alone, Tasha.
It's not going to be perfect. It's never perfect. You know?
I found a way to cop out. I found it.
How?
You just tell your friends, we're going to do whatever you want to do, and then you just let them do all the complaining and planning, and then all I do is get in the passenger seat and just go.
That's how you
if you
don't
like
out.
Where they go, though, just whatever.
I don't care where we go, whatever.
Just, Chris going to have fun wherever he goes.
I guess so. Right.
He's going to make some fun no matter what. Yeah. So I'm right with you, Chris.
Right?
I think Key West is calling you for New Year's, isn't it, man? Oh,
Well, I'm going to the Hollywood casinos on the 29th.
For Smokey Robinson.
Well, I was supposed to see Smokey Robinson,
way.
But those tickets are a little bit pricey. So I'm just going to the casino and hope I see him in the bypass.
How much do they ask for the tickets?
Oh, $100-something.
Really?
I'm not going to be able to do
that. I've seen Smokey Robbins in person. I've seen him perform twice. I saw him on a plane between L.A. and Burbank. He was trying to hide his... He was wearing a hoodie and shit.
Yeah.
And someone pointed him out, hey, it's Smokey. And he stood up, he bowed and everything on the Southwest flight. It was funny. He took the hood off. He's like, it's me. It was cool, man. Smokey's still alive and kicking.
He's still a legend. Rico Suave. Yeah.
Is he awesome to see live?
Yeah, he sounds just like he did 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Singing tracks in my
30,
tears
40,
and all that.
50 years
yeah.
ago. Right. He's a legend.
And where's he going to be?
Hollywood Casinos.
Really?
Yeah,
when is this?
Charlestown. Next Friday.
The 29th.
Next Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, this Friday.
New Year's Eve.
26. No. 2 days from now.
2 days from now.
Yeah. And I'm going to celebrate a friend's birthday, my close friend. But we're going there with some girls. The ladies are going getting out. Yeah. I'm all excited.
And you're hoping to catch Smokey on the
way
maybe
out.
We'll catch Smokey and bypass him through the casino.
Well, if you can't catch Smokey in the casino, maybe you can catch him with me in the parking lot.
smoking.
Wow.
Before the concert.
I know. I'm curious, man.
That's a public service announcement.
All right. Number six. This one kind of threw me off when I first saw it because I thought the abbreviation was something else. Fred from Walkersville. It read Family Holiday SUDs. I thought it said STDs at first. Like, what do you do for you Christmas, that, man?
Yeah.
You must have had too much eggnog.
He said, I've talked about how I hate SUDs. Stupid, unnecessary drama before, so I'll keep this short. Basically, everything about the SUDs comes in normal times, it's cranked up to 11 when it comes to the holiday season. You throw in the pressure of the holiday season and wanting to make everything perfect for you and the ones you love and throwing in family gatherings and you got yourself one soapy mess. Usually the SUDs tend to wash away in due time, but God doesn't really get annoying. Soapy mess. SUDs.
Soapy mess. SUDs.
STDs.
I think he's trying to talk about that. Everything's go times 10, you know, trying to get all this stuff. You know how some people.
Well, he's
like
got it cranked up to 11. So
well,
times 10 would be 100.
Well, he got a time.
It'd be 110 actually. If you're going off of his.
Yeah,
score.
He got a time.
There you go. That's Fred, Fred from Walkersville with his family holiday SUDs.
That's
correct.
<Fred, right? laughs>
Some type of shot for that.
Right.
I think he has the SUDs.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
All right,
number seven. Not knowing what to get someone gift-wise. This is a struggle. We all have that one friend or family member, coworker, that is just impossible to shop for. You have no idea what would make a great gift for him or her. They either play their interests close to the vest, or they play some sort of mind game in which they tell you that they don't want anything, but then get all mad when you don't get them anything. That came from Lee in Roanoke.
Now this is...
all the way out there in Roanoke.
This is a perfect opportunity for me to pitch my idea for an app copyrighted by Chris Canfield. Huh?
Okay.
I got to get my money off of this.
Okay, then what's that?
All right. What? Now I had this idea that we have a cell phone app that... it tracks your Google, what you search and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you can invite friends to it, kind of like a friend,
registration.
Like a peer-to-peer thing, right?
Right.
And then you could see what your friends are interested in or what they're looking at on the internet.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they could share with each other. And then when it came to time for their birthday or Christmas or whatever,
you
could go in and it would suggest items to buy for them.
And you know that they're telling
the whole world, Chris.
To that.
Your big idea.
Right? But you
billion
know what?
Dollar idea.
And it's gone
but you
now.
Know what?
Someone's going to grab that shit.
I have that same issue with my own kids. So you know what I do? Huh? I just give money.
That's it. Amazon cards.
All right.
So you give Shay.
I bought my way out of Christmas 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, just put money in an envelope, just walk away.
Hey, that's the best gift.
Right? Spend it how you want it.
Gift of green.
That's it. All right, top 10 Christmas and holiday pet peeves. Number 8 came from Dave here in Hagerstown. Dave said, here we go, this one's for you, Shay. Christmas shopping that isn't done online. I love getting gifts for friends and families. I like putting a thought into it, trying to pay attention to things they may actually like. I admit I don't always get it right, but I make the effort. I think I'm just a fan of the element of surprise. However, the actual process of going out and getting the gifts out in public, 83% of the time, 83, that's an odd number to pick, 83% of the time, I tend to find myself damn near losing my patience because standing right in front of, or I get yelled at for getting something they before they did, and because it was the last one, they get mad. Yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah.
Mostly, it just feels like everybody has an extra dosage of crazy in their meals as the holidays approach. If it wasn't for shipping charges or the fact that on-time delivery isn't a guarantee, I'd stick to mostly online shopping. But alas, Dave, that's why you got to do it earlier than even 2 weeks out.
Well, I do it maybe 3 days ahead of time sometimes because I'm a Prime member with Amazon.
Yeah.
Listen, go hey, Jeff man. Bezos.
Here we go
and,
again.
I know.
And I am a...
You change your jersey now to Amazon.
I got some stuff for my kids from Amazon. They love it.
But you can't last-minute shop on Amazon. You have to be...
I have last-minute shop.
You just tell
you
them
gotta
it's coming
allow
next
shipping
week.
Times, right?
Huh?
You got to allow shipping times.
Well, they'll tell you.
Well, yeah. UPS, I'm a Prime member. UPS and the Postal Service, just like last year, even worse this year. They're getting killed, man.
Yeah.
They can't keep up.
Yeah.
That's the post office carrier, the postal carrier, dropped my Amazon package on New Year's Eve.
I know, but you know what? Here's what I'm saying. What I don't understand.
I mean, I knew it's Christmas Eve. I don't
pretend to know the logistics of the Postal Service or UPS, but it's kind of weird. Like the UPS truck will come by your house three times and drop off a little dinky rinky package. And you just think about it. The fuel and everything involved, right? The logistics in that.
Yeah,
you would think they'd have that ready to go all in one shot.
Well, but with the Amazon thing,
yeah.
Like I said, I think in the one podcast I said that I didn't realize that Amazon had their own shipping, but they don't. They use the Postal Service.
Postal Service. Right?
That's what I found out afterwards.
No, they do have their own shipping too.
They do,
but you don't see Amazon trucks.
No, like you see people like
buzzing
like
around.
Us. That would go in to use their own car.
Oh, it's a courier thing.
And they do their own courier service. Oh, they buy the routes and they go deliver.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Like Christina was on last week, Lieutenant Governor candidate.
Right, yeah, she does something like that.
The Postal Service was falling apart. They were going to go bankrupt at one point.
That's
right?
Why they got with Amazon.
And then Amazon just saved
but
them.
They play by Amazon's rules. You see them floating around on Sundays delivering packages.
Yes, they sure do.
Yeah. That was probably part of the whole deal.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, I got my package.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, you did.
That's a Sunday.
Hey, I still got stuff coming in for my kids.
Really?
I mean, what am I going to do?
I like this guy. I like this guy, though. He likes the element of surprise. That's what it's all about. Thinking about things that people actually like. You know, there's a whole bunch of crap that you're going to like buy for people and they just throw away the next day.
Right, but the heading of his topic in bold here is Christmas shopping that isn't done online. Is that his pet peeve? Yeah. His pet peeve is going to buy it?
But then he says he loves getting them.
Yeah, no.
He's a little Abby Normal.
Up there with the family SUVs, I think.
he's a little Abby Normal. That's that Frankenstein movie shit.
This one got broken down into two parts. I think we had a tiebreaker here for this one. Susan from Waynesboro, the over-commercialization of Christmas. That's always been an issue.
Oh, yes.
Christmas has become so much less about the religious significance of the day and instead about gift-giving. And gift-giving to an extreme extent. While our economy suffers, we are still under so much pressure to buy expensive gifts, the latest toys, the newest gadgets, and to make sure that no one feels slighted if they don't get enough presents or the right presents. The pressure is perhaps highest on parents to make sure little Tommy or Sarah isn't disappointed by their loot from Santa, but everyone can feel the stress of gift purchasing as well. People today will even forego a proper Thanksgiving with family in lieu of camping out in department store parking lots lining up for Black Friday sales. That's
I agree with her.
It definitely has always been over-commercialized. It's getting worse and worse, though.
And look, I saw Christmas stuff back in October.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they start putting the stuff
Costco
out.
And Sam's and stuff, the trees are up in September, man.
Yeah.
Like, when are we just going to come together as a society and realize that we're going the wrong direction with it?
I don't think so, because it's too much money.
Come together and be like,
well, I mean, you know, on the religious tip, I don't claim any denomination, I believe, but I don't walk around. I don't like having
You said your wife is from the Philippines, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they really into Christmas?
Well, they're very mostly Catholic.
It's like they celebrate Christmas, but she's like me.
She's like, you know, we raise our kids with a little dusting of religion, but I was raised going to church every Sunday and all that stuff. Not to go on a tangent here, but I mean, it is what Christmas is about. And everyone fighting over you can't say Merry Christmas and saying Happy Holidays instead and all that. But you know, the reality is this is what December 25th is about. You know,
yeah.
And I do believe that needs to be at the forefront.
I think, you know what, I heard something someone says, and it was really spoke volumes to me, is they said instead of, this is my pastor at church on Christmas Eve, he said, instead of thinking about the gifts, with the purchasing of the gift, mm-hmm. why don't you give something that of yourself to someone as a gift? You know, so Chris, I might give you some services for my business for free.
I don't think your man would like that.
It's HR business.
Oh, okay, that.
Yeah, you got the HR business. See, there you go, Chris. Yeah, you can't give you nothing for free. I say you take it to another level. And then I give you the same thing. You know, and then maybe, you know, that means I get some woodworking for free.
Oh, it's all about paying it forward.
Yeah.
There was an angle to that, Shane.
No, but I'm just saying, you can always do something for free.
But those are the best gifts anyways. The best gifts are the ones where you actually put thought into it or take time out of your day to do something for someone.
Or an Amazon card.
I can cook you something.
Yeah.
Or an Amazon card.
Nah. Chris might want a meal. He's single.
Like one year for Christmas, I got my dad. I didn't know what to get him. I wanted to get him something. He was getting old, you know, and it's all about the memories when you get old. And I went back and visited some of his brothers and sisters and stuff like that, and got a whole bunch of old pictures that he didn't know that existed of him when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. Framed them all up. Yeah, it was like the best Christmas gift he's ever gotten.
Yeah, see, something's really simple, you know, can mean a lot to a person. I'm a simple person. You know, my kids ask me, Mom, what do you want? I still haven't got my Christmas gift yet, but I really don't care.
Really?
My Christmas gift, the Christmas gift that they can do is pay your bills. Hey, I won't have to contribute.
Right.
You know, if you pay your own bills, I'm happy.
Hey, I got my girlfriend who I had last year at Christmas time. I got her, I paid her electric bill for a while.
Yeah.
Did she see that as a gift?
I just called up Potomac Edison and was like, here, put this on this account.
Did she see that as a gift?
She did. Well, yeah.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she was cool nice like about that? It. Okay. Yeah.
Some people, like we just said, wouldn't see that as a gift.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a gift to the family is the way I was looking at it. Yeah. You know, you're looking out for the kids and all that kind
of stuff.
That's
true.
Yeah. So, I mean, she didn't see that as a gift. I would have to say something about her.
Yeah.
I'd say something. Cut.
I did a tie with that one. That was the over-commercialization of Christmas from Susan Waynesboro. Mm-hmm. And the next one, we broke up number 9. It goes along with number 3, basically. It's Christmas displays in the stores before it's even Halloween. They came from Drew in Hagerstown.
Drew, I agree
This
with
one
you.
Rather ties in the above peeve in that it's a blatant grab for dollars by stores and merchants, but it needs to be addressed separately as well. Why, for the love of all that is holy, are we beginning to see Christmas displays in stores before it's even Halloween? I thought Halloween was a big enough commercial cash cow for stores in its own right. Why not even give Halloween its due before bringing in the Christmas trees, cards, lights, and gift wrap? It seems like it's getting worse and worse every year. I saw my local Hallmark store. Why is there a Hallmark store? Hallmark store done up with Christmas decorations and advertising this year's new ornaments in early October. It's because that's Hallmark.
No, but I've seen it like when I went to the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, they was already breaking down on Christmas Eve, all the Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah, you'll see Valentine's stuff up next week.
Valentine's isn't until February. Yeah. Like, really? Like, dude.
You'll see it. You'll see it right after New Year's, the Valentine's.
You just got to connect all the seasons. There can't be a gap between them.
And it's just really overkill.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not the money grab as much as it is the efficiency of not having to break down the store and then set it back up for something else and then break it down and set it back up and break it down and set it back up so many times. Because, you know, if you say it's Halloween, you've got your Halloween decorations out, and then Halloween's over, and then you want to take, like, a 2-week gap before you put out your Christmas stuff, then you'd have to break it down and set it up as a normal store, then break it down and set it up as a Thanksgiving store, then break it down and set it up as a normal store.
Don't go to Christmas
then
store.
Do Christmas again.
I think
maybe they run them all Christmas together to get rid of all that
monotony.
All the breaking down and setting up.
I think you just
I think I've stumbled onto something.
You stumbled on something.
Yeah, right. The more you know.
Stop it.
All right, the final one, the pet peeves of the holiday season here. Number 10, and I have to disagree with this one. This one came from John in Martinsburg. Christmas, it's not just about kids, he writes. Sure, Christmas is a great time of the year for kids, and they should have the chance to really enjoy the magic of the season, but sometimes it feels as though there's little room or place left for adult celebrations of the season or places where adults without children can really feel welcome. This can make the holiday season especially difficult for those who might be coping with infertility. Whatever, people have a cough in there. This came from John. Anyway, and struggling with achieving their dreams of having kids someday with whom.
Puts it all out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, and struggling with achieving their dreams of having kids someday with whom to share the Christmas magic. Going to extended family gatherings during Christmas can often mean invasive, painful questions and why you and your partner don't have kids yet and when will you. And that's why the tip of the iceberg for coping with all the issues of having no kids of Christmas. Now, Christmas is about kids, man.
Well, I think when you have kids, it's about kids. But now that my kids are grown,
right?
I have grown children,
right.
But I have a 17 and 16 year old.
I have an 11-year-old, and my youngest son is 11. I mean, Christmas is. It's not Santa Claus for him anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I miss that, though. Come on, did you miss it when your kids were like 4 and 5 and looking out for Santa? You don't miss any of that.
No.
Why?
No. Well, I told my kids early that there was no Santa. Oh,
Jesus, Shay.
This guy needs to stop drinking Mountain Dew because the yellow five is making his skeet impotent.
But you know what? You need help. But you know, I do understand why a lot of people like it for the kids. And, you know, and then when my kids were younger, it was about the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I like the fact that
you just said
to see the surprise.
I said
look
that.
Of you
wait, Shay. What age did you break the news to them?
So my older kids, they're 2 years apart, so they were probably like 5 and
you
three.
Told them there was no Santa when they were 5?
Yep.
Why?
Because I couldn't, they had some questions I couldn't answer.
Like
so.
What?
We don't have a chimney, so how is Santa coming?
You just leave the sliding door unlocked. I live in an apartment sometimes.
No,
what are you gonna
do? I just
do?
Couldn't do it. I just kept, the lies kept.
You gave in?
I caved. I was like, look, Shay, I'm the awful. Santa. Santa mama, Santa daddy, then you got Santa grandma.
So how'd
Santa
that work
auntie.
Out like the following year?
They really liked, they enjoyed it because they understood. Okay, look at this. Then this is the reality. How many
I know
people
there's
put
no Santa Shay? I'm
no, just, no, listen, no. That's not what I'm going to say. When you put your own gifts, do you put from Santa?
Children
or
are listening to
from
this.
Some of them I do. Mom or from
some
dad.
Of them I do. There are some from Santa.
See?
Not now, but there were when they were 5 and 6
so
and 7.
You know what I do? I put from Santa no mom, fun. Santa dad, Santa, you know, no. We're all Santa.
So Santa brought the whole family down the chimney?
No.
Come on down, guys. There's cookies.
Yeah. And so, that's another thing. My daughter caught me eating Santa's cookies.
Oh, she came out and caught you?
Yeah, she caught me.
Uh-uh.
She said, no.
Really? Is she freaked? How old was she?
She's 5. That's why. That's when it broke.
That's
me.
When you
just had crumbs all crumbs all over your pajamas.
She had a milk mustache.
Nah, milk mustache.
The oatmeal raisin cookies. The chocolate chip oatmeal raisin
what
cookies.
What are you doing,
gone.
Bob? Got I can milk. See the tears just welt up in her
and
eyes, and you're just like, whatever.
Damn, Shay.
Yeah.
Mama had too much eggnog and all got right. The munchies.
Back then, I probably did have a lot of eggnog.
A little something, something.
There was a little something, something in there. But yeah, but you know what? But I believe that it's about the adults too, because I think like people like Chris, you know, who's single, they want. You
that's
know,
right.
That's they enjoy it.
Today, I found my own Christmas miracle this year.
Which is
I
what?
Just left town.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's not. It is meant.
But
for
when
the
you
kids.
Were in Florida, was there anything was? You were down there in 80-degree weather. When you went into a bar or whatever, was there...
Tons of people wearing their
well,
Santa
no.
stockings.
Yeah, they're right.
They dressed up like
they dressed up and it was all Christmassy.
I mean, I like
the
that
mood,
stuff.
The mood is still there.
I
yeah,
like
no,
that stuff.
But,
I'm
we're
a normal
all,
rock roll kind
of but you're
guy.
With a
like
bunch
the
of other adults who don't have kids.
No, I know that. No, that's cool. I just I think the whole thing with Santa and the reindeer, I think it's fun.
Oh, I mean,
especially
I
with
do
the
kids.
Music
and I do the
yeah,
Rudolph,
and the, music,
the red nose
yeah,
ring. I mean, my daughter came
you know,
home dressed up like one of the elves and brought presents. I mean, you know, that's the same one I broke her heart at 5 years old. But
she plays along now.
She
knows what's going
loves,
on.
But she loves Christmas. And, you know, where my 21-year-old son don't as much, he gave my husband a redskin ball cap, Scully, and put $20 in it and said, hey, Merry Christmas.
Nice. And went back to sleep.
Yeah, and look, wait a minute, and guess where all the presents was in one Christmas bag.
Yeah. How old were you when you stopped waking up early and running down the steps, you think? When did that whole thing
me
end?
Or my kids?
You.
Me?
Yeah, I think that
honestly,
probably,
I think
probably
about
ended
about
around
10,
like...
Around 9 or 10. Honestly, before that, you know...
Yeah.
I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, you wake up.
Even though I already knew Santa wasn't real by 9 or 10, but I was still looking forward to waking up and getting stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just
wanted to know about that.
I would have like everything unwrapped before my parents got out of bed.
No, we couldn't do that. We had to wait. Everyone had to wait their turn.
Everybody get there.
That's right.
Everybody get up. Open a present each.
Get
you
their,
gotta go another
do the
round.
Mouthwash thing. Yeah, don't come down smelling funky. Right.
Yeah. Wash your face.
There's always somebody holding it up. There's always some.
I would just run
well,
down the steps
the
and
person.
Just ravage
no,
the
I
place.
Never was, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd have paper flying everywhere.
I have my, like I said, I have an 11-year-old. This is my youngest. And the older one's 19 now. You know, it's not the same for him either.
Yeah.
19, obviously. But, you know, I got to wait till, you know, I'm a grandparent, which should not be for a long time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, then I can sort of have
it's
fun
it's a public
again.
Service announcement.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wait till you
and drink
wait.
A lot of Mountain Dew.
You want to be like John?
Is that what you used to do, Chris? What's with the Mountain Dew bottles
that's
on the floor?
That's been my birth control forever. I just drink a lot of Mountain Dew.
That's your birth control. Wow. Another public service announcement.
Another public service announcement.
Not diet, regular Mountain Dew.
Yeah, just regular Mountain Dew, a yellow 5.
Well, that's pet peeves right there. Top 10 holiday and Christmas pet peeves. I want to thank everyone who wrote in.
They
John
was engaging.
They forgot to mention that my birthday is way too close to Christmas.
That's not like a PP right there.
That's next week, dude.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on the 2nd of January. Your birthday's not till the 5th.
Yeah, my birthday's on the 5th.
So we're going to have a mini birthday party on the podcast. Chris Canfield
Day. Yeah. Oh yeah, we could have like get some cupcakes or something.
Yeah,
we're gonna
do that.
Okay. You can bring
you
them,
blow out the candles.
Chris is gonna bring his own cake. blow
out your candles.
I'm getting old and rugged now. Now I'm just gonna do that move where I put the candles out with my fingertips. Just
take all the fun out hardcore. Of it. Remember, it's your holiday.
Here's my pet peeve about Christmas. Don't you hate when it's all done and said? All this build up, right? Uh-huh. And by 11 o'clock in the morning yesterday on the 25th. It's just
done.
Over, right?
It's done.
After all that, you're just like, now what?
Oh, yeah,
you know what
that.
My pet peeve about any holiday? Me cooking.
But you do it.
I do it, but it's a lot of...
Do you do it by yourself?
Sometimes, and then sometimes the kids...
Because you like to or you want to? Or it's just tradition?
It's just traditional.
Are you getting tired of it?
Yeah.
It's time to go get the Boston Market and go get the pizza.
I'm about to just
buy the pre-made stuff at the store, the rotisserie chicken
little,
and whatnot.
I get little cooking spurts.
Do?
Yeah, I get like a
microwave.
Mood. I like get like a little mood where I want to play with food and try new stuff.
Mm-hmm. You play with your food.
I do like bachelor cooking where you just like you get drunk
Chris,
and you find out you got four items in the fridge. How am I going to mix these together?
Oh, you found us some clever.
One of them is Arm & Hammer baking soda. I'm in a volcano.
But I made that breakfast brunch and I made homemade country fried chicken. So that was
good. Your Christmas meal.
Well, I made waffles, homemade country fried chicken. I made
you made chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
you would.
That's part of the same meal, right?
Yeah, and I made mm-hmm. A breakfast casserole with turkey sausage, eggs, and potatoes, and onions and bell peppers, and I made a yogurt parfait.
So you made, but every year you do this.
I do everything.
And now you're getting tired.
And you mix up the meal, or is it the same meal every year?
No, I mix it up. So next year I probably go with I'll probably do Italian.
Yeah, that's what we did this year. We had spaghetti on Christmas Eve.
No, I do baked
spaghetti.
All I
was missing was the Godfather
like
in the background. You know?
Well, you look like the Godfather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to play some Frank, right?
I play Frank, you know, the whole Rat Pack, the whole Dean Martin Christmas and all that.
Oh, of course, the Rat Pack.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's the day after Christmas. It's over, kids. It's all over with. But we got New Year's coming up. We put this year to an end, to a rest. The next time we come back here on the Hub Show will be the new year, 2018.
And remember, you need to get you the new year. You need to start a new you and stop making these dang old New Year's resolutions that you
actually lose you just
by February 1st.
After 30 days.
That's my New Year's Eve pet peeve. As we need to just start today. If you want to quit smoking, just drop the cigarettes. Why are you going to wait until a particular day or a particular hour to do it? Just change.
Were you once a smoker, Chris?
No.
No. You, me either.
It's very hard, I
were
think.
Were you, Shay?
Nope, never.
No.
But I've never been one for New Year's Eve resolutions. I always just kind of like...
Oh, I've made it many years
and
never
passed.
If I
want to lose weight, then I just start that day.
Yeah. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
You just don't do it on New Year's Eve and be like, oh, I made it five... things on my New Year's resolutions, and by January 30th, you're like, what happened? I don't even know what they are.
Last year, my New Year's resolution was to get more robots.
No, it wasn't.
I want robots to do stuff in the house. So I ended up getting a Roomba, and I got my Nest thermostat. Mm-hmm. I want to make a smart house.
Oh, that's.
I think we're going to do a Hub Show. We need to do a podcast on Chris's house one day.
you want to ask Alexa.
Ask Alexa. Yes.
There you go.
Alexa.
Are you going to make any New Year's resolutions, Jay? Or are you going to say no, bah, humbug?
No, I'm going to say no. But I'm like everybody else. By February 1st, it shits out the window. But, you know, I need to work out more. I need to exercise more. I need to watch food intake. Just like all these things we talk about. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make my business better.
What? It's funny. You know what I think you need to do? Make you some, if you all have a household, make some goals, like for as a family, and try to help each other as a family achieve those goals. You know, like financial goals and realistic stuff.
I got
stuff.
Plenty of those, yeah.
You know, make
baby
steps. Take baby steps. And, you know, like last year, mid-January, my goal is because I couldn't recognize myself in the picture I took. I said, I got to lose weight. So I almost lost I'm right now, it's about 60 pounds almost. So
since last year?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're maintaining?
Since this year.
And you're
this
being
year.
Consistent? You're maintaining?
Yes. I'm,
very good.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
But it's a mindset.
One of my goals this year is, and now that we have these legs, I call them, for the Hub Show, is mm-hmm. to get this Hub Show podcast thing rolling.
Yeah,
it's,
we can do that.
Now, definitely. I got two great co-hosts, and we're going to have a good time. And make this thing a lot of fun.
We're going to go deeper. Yeah. We're going to get into the deep.
The Hub Show. We want to thank everyone who listened, all 30 of you. Well, actually, we went all the way out to Lee from Roanoke.
So, hey,
I mean, hey,
Lee.
We're getting out there.
Go,
you know?
Lee, Lee.
Where else? We got people around. Calling from Walkersville, Hagerstown, Frederick, Cumberland. Look at that. Boonesboro. Would you say you heard from somebody from where? Who hit you up about your... about your business?
You're woodworking.
Oh, well, he's from Hagerstown.
From Hagerstown. But yeah. They're listening, right? They're out there.
Yeah.
Their satellite's up.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, hey, just so y'all know, January, we're going to have January 20th mm-hmm. at 207 South Potomac Street
yeah.
at 11 a.m. We're having a project advance. So if you want to get into home ownership and investment properties, mm-hmm. holla at us. Project
207
Advance.
South Potomac.
January 20th.
Elliot Bester Historical House in the corner there of South Potomac and Baltimore here in Hagerstown. What time is that?
January 20th at 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
It's going to be on Eventbrite, so I'm going to put that out there so y'all mm-hmm. can, limited seating.
Yep.
We're going to have a lot of good professionals out there to help you
yep.
get your stuff together mm-hmm. so you can be into home ownership and
go.
Investment properties. Hey, that should be your goal in 2018.
That's it. So big mm-hmm. ups to Devontae over there at 207. We're sitting in his building right now.
That's right.
Good. Yeah.
What up, Devontae?
Devontae, 2018.
Mr. Dinkins.
The
boy's owning half in Hagerstown.
He's taking over South
taking
Potomac.
Over.
He's
the man
mayor,
of Hagerstown.
Man. Yeah, Big Chuck. He's got some things in the works. We all got
hey,
talking
big
about
Chuck.
That. Big Chuck, the landlord. And Chris Canfield.
And me.
Yeah.
Evolutionary
Designs. Is on a roll, right?
You yeah.
Evolutionary.
I'm back on your feet.
I'm back on my feet. Yeah. We're up and running.
There you go.
It's going to be a good year.
Oh, of course.
So that's it. That's it for 2017. That's it for the Hub Show. I want to say hey and holler and see you next year.
That's right. I'll see you guys.
January.
Y'all be good.
Yeah. The Hub Show. We're out of here.
Adios.
Adios.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know. With your host, Jamie Hutch.
Have you ever wanted to speak with an attorney to simply ask questions or determine your rights, but were afraid of the cost? Are you concerned about the recent unprecedented breaches of personal information? Legal Shield and ID Shield give you access to quality law firms and expert identity theft restoration services without the traditional high fees. So give me a call, Eddie Peters, with Legal Shield and ID Shield in Hagerstown, 915-740-7670.